Blog Talk Radio.
He said, lay your head.
praise break. I said I feel a praise break. I said I feel a praise break. Because I ain't got no doubt in my mind that he can do it.
Yes, sir. Do it for me right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One thing about it, he's able to do it if we sincerely mean it. We sincerely mean it. Asking of God, do it for me right now. God has so blessed us. Today we've been in, looking at repentance unto God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, if we really mean to God, if we're saying to the Holy Father, do it for me right now. God will not turn us away if we're serious about it, you know. If we're serious about God's perfect timing, thank you, Jesus. He'll keep you. He'll keep you, but we have to learn to wait on him and not go on our own, because when we go on our own, usually it's not God's timing. If we be still, we be humble enough to wait on him. He'll keep us. He'll keep us from the pitfall. He'll keep us from the snare. He'll hold us in his hand as he starts to mold us just what he would have us to be. Any questions you have, God is able. Matter of fact, God allowed that question to be there. So if he allowed the question, he has already supplied the answer. And usually the answer is within the person, but oh, hallelujah. God so fixed this thing. I'm so glad how he so designed this. He, even in our lesson, how he's still blessing us. Blessing us. Thank you, Jesus. We count it in advance as a blessing. Oh, as we go, even in prayer right now, Father God in heaven, Father my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how, Father. Oh, Father God, first of all, we want to ask that you would forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. Then we ask that you come on in, Father God, and sup with us, Father God. Bless whom you will, Father. Set free whom you will. Settle accounts if it be thy will, Father God. If it's your perfect timing, Father God. Oh, we ask you to bless us with the Holy Spirit as we come and reason in your word, Father God. We want to thank you for this opportunity that you've given up to us to come and reason in your word. We want to tell you that we love you. We ask you to, if you would, Father God, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Any hindering spirits, we bind them in the name of Jesus, Father God. Any interruptions that would try to hinder what you have for us this day, Father God, we ask that you remove them, Father God. Hallelujah. In other words, we ask that you give us this day our daily bread, Father God. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise, Father God. We're a special blessing, Father God, for the Holy Spirit. We hope and expecting, Father God, you'll do it, but we know you're the only one to make it a reality, Father God. So we say, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you for those that have come out seeking thee, Father God. Bless us, Father God, to we may present this service as reasonable in thy sight, in Jesus' name. Clear the way, Father God. These are the blessings we ask in Jesus Christ's name is our prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for for doing it for us. Thank you, Lord, for doing our God is such a blessing that when you are sincere, see, he's already sincere, but he allows everything to be a choice with us when we choose him and not with just our mouths, because even though we learned the other day that we were reminded about the plan of salvation, God so prepared it that he gave unto us heaven's best. And it was our responsibility to do something with it. Even in our lesson today, this is a beautiful lesson. We're going to be in Luke 10 chapter. Oh, we'll even start with the first verse, but this is a parable of an unjust steward. And an unjust steward, just to try to make it plain to you, steward, it's a person that looks after. His job is to manage and to look after. In one part, you know, we have different types of stewards. There's a shop steward, and there's another person employed to manage another property, especially of a large house or a estate, and you can't get no larger than the earth. But whereas Psalms, I believe 24 will tell us the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, those and they that dwell therein. This earth, this planet that we live on, this belongs to God.
Yes,
whatever
yes.
We have, the property of it is God's. You might say, I go to work and I make this money and I. But God allowed you to be created. God is the one that allows that heart to beat. God is the one that allows you health and strength, even if you don't believe in him, even if you don't choose him, even if you don't practice the works. God is the creator, the Holy Father. So no matter what you believe or don't believe, but one thing about it, and I like how Pastor Bryant had told us many times, you better get a relationship with him before you leave this thing that we call earth. Yes, sir. But not to hold you too long. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But even Father God, we ask you to have mercy in the name of Jesus. Even in the weather, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you have mercy, Father God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for we ask you blessings in the name of Jesus. For we know to look to you when the storms of life are raging. Some say, stand by me. You know, even some have physical storms, some have spiritual storms. Some things God allowed that we may return unto him. These are the storms. Used to sing a song, when the storm of life, when the storm of life is raging, stand by me. The storm. Life is raging. Stand by me. Oh, yeah. Lord. Hallelujah. He's able to stand by you when I don't care what you're going through. I know somebody, and we are encouraging you to get to know this somebody that can help you. We go to friends and we go to family But God has so designed this thing, it all leads back to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we need to go to the one that can do something about the problem. Even if you are under a wicked stewardship, God is able. He's able. He's able to sustain you, you know. Even he's able, even through if someone is lying and lying before you, a trap that they may catch you in. But if you have the Holy Spirit, he will teach you, lead you, guide you, and even help you to through that. God, my mother told me many times, if you live to God. Only thing you have to do is live close to God. God will keep you if you're living close to him. We don't serve a wicked father.
Yeah,
but there
yeah,
is a wicked
like
one.
That.
You know, we don't. If you scripture tells us Hebrews, if you being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more will your heavenly Father? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Give unto you. Even the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, help us. Lord, we cry. We cry unto you, Lord. Lord, help us, even as we carefully go through this word. Here we have Jesus. We have still the Pharisees and the scribes. And, Lord is trying to show them something, you know. Even through this parable and even in this first verse, and said unto them also unto disciples, there was a certain rich man which had steward. Thank you, Jesus. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Remember, I told you whatever we have, the property of it is God. Your life is God. Whether you choose him or not, it belongs to him, and you are required. Yes. You are required service unto God. That is a service unto God, even church service. He tells us forsake not the assembly. It is a service to God. Some may as a job, but jobs are so created that we might go there to perform a duty that we may at the end of the week or biweekly receive pay, receive wages for that we have worked upon. Paul tells us if a man don't work, he don't eat. So if you don't work, if you don't put in something, even in this Christian walk, you're starving your spiritual man. That's why it's so easy, because the spiritual man is so weak that the flesh then takes over and starves after the old man, seeking unto the old man, because you have not built up the new man, even that was created before the foundations of this world. It still belongs to God, and you need to make a choice. You need to realize it's getting too late in the evening. You need to realize that we need to choose God in the name of Jesus. In the name, we need to choose God, and even in this, there's rich man. Listen real close. Which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Well, we wasting a life on foolish living. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship. Thou mightest be no longer steward. Listen, it's God. God, he's so unfold this is a has a heavenly meaning in it. For a parable is a heavenly meaning with an earthly truth.
Come on now.
You know, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God so try to, because he is, his thoughts are way above our thoughts, you know.
That's it. That's it.
And he tries to be with, to put it that we may, that he may make it plain unto us, but still it is a spiritual thing. But here is God speaking as though he's speaking, he's bringing someone into judgment. How is it that I hear of thee? Even in the beginning when he walked through the garden. He knew something was wrong. See, because God, thank you, Jesus. You in your own heart, you know whether you're serving him, not whether you're faithful, whether you're slothful, whether you haven't made a decision or not. You know even within your heart when you're wrong. Because
come on, man.
God has so designed it this way, this way, this way. Where are you, Adam? Where are you, Reverend Henry? Where are you, Reverend Brian? Where are you, Brother Darrell? Where are you, Brother D? Where are you, Brother Nutty? Where are you, Brother Wayne? Where are you, Brother Randy? Hallelujah. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? I have given unto thee. I have given unto thee. I have loaned this unto you. And how are you working it? In other words, a question was asked you yesterday. How you treating my wife? How you handling my wife? What you doing with my wife? This bride that is set. We are the bride. The church is Christ's bride. He called unto him, and he said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship. Give an account. For what I have lent to you, and how have you been handled? For this, I may have to withdraw from thee that I have given unto thee. Thank you, Jesus. That talent that you are not using, are you bearing it, or are you increasing it that he may use you more in his service? Because we are created for his glory. We are created, to me real good, we are created for his glory. And what are we doing with the things that he has given us? If he has given you money, bless somebody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be so wholehearted. Keep it to yourself. Because guess what? When you leave this old world, that money, it ain't going with you. So bless someone with it while you're here. They give unto Give unto him. Give it unto, love God in blessing somebody, and I guarantee you, he will not let you be without. It may not come financially, but he might help you with a spirit that you've been wrestling with and you can't get rid of. You might prove to him that, Lord, I love the brethren. I'm showing you I'm passing from death to life. Because I love the brethren. This is the evidence of my regeneration that I said, Lord, I believe what you've done for me. I believe that your son has died for me in the name of Jesus. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord, take it away from me, the stewardship. Can I be to beg? I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am stewardship, they may receive me into the house. Remember we said earlier, whatever we have, the property of it is God. We have only the use of it according to the direction of our great Lord.
Come on,
and for his honor, for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
The steward, he messed around and he wasted his. His Lord's good. We are liable, all of the same. You know, all of the same. We are liable. It is our responsibility that God has so fixed it that we may get back to him. He's given us heaven's best. He's given us advocate to the Father, even a way that we may receive the Holy Spirit.
Now,
after you receive Jesus, after you believe, then you have a responsibility. Believe enough to do what he said, and he will not stop there. He know this journey would be a little rough, so I'm going to give you a comforter so you may walk, so you may talk, so you may be a good steward over that I have given thee. And then, see, when you are wrong, that's when you realize it, and then the devil give you back to yourself. Then you are ashamed. You know, you feel like, well, I've been exposed now, and how can I dig? You know, I am ashamed. I'm resolved. What to do? Then you have questions. What to do? And when I am put out of the stewardship, and I may receive me into the house, what can I do? What can I do when you mess up? don't try to just be honest with God and with yourself. Don't try to work this thing out, even in the steward. Well, so he called every one of his lords debtors unto him. He trying to fix it this way. So he called every one of his lords debtor unto him and say unto him first, how much owest thou unto my lord?
Come on,
then.
Said, that's it.
100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill and sit down quickly and write.
Yes, sir.
And he said
yes,
to another, how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commanded the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are ye in their generation wiser than the children of light.
All right.
See, when we try to, oh help me Lord, when we try to move without using the Holy Spirit.
Come on, man.
you fall into folly, your own understanding, when you try to move without the Holy Spirit. When you the ones that have all power, all knowledge. Oh. Well, I can figure this out on my own. You're going to fall into more mischief. But you need to ask of him that has the pure knowledge.
Come on.
Not mixed with nothing for no vain glory, but one that has the pure knowledge. The pure knowledge, ask of him. Then he will allow you to come in contact with someone that is after his own heart. That not will just give you any kind of answer, just to, that they may look big among the people, but they realize that I'm careful with my words, because I know that I have to give an account. That I say, because my very words may alter somebody's life. but what this Lord should have done is repentance, service. You know, because when you repent it first, then you become wiser than the unjust. But see, when you have not repented, then the unjust are wiser than you.
Come on, now.
Thank you. Because hallelujah. For you to be a steward, something must have to been seen. Must have to been seen in you from the beginning, for you this to be allowed it unto you to be a steward, a handler of property that's not even yours, but even in money. Be a good steward.
Yes, sir.
Be a good steward. Be wise in it, not foolish, not trying to con anybody out of anything, but move with the Lord, and you can't go wrong when you're staying connected with him. And the Lord commanded the unjust steward, because he has done wisely for the children of the world are in their generation wiser than the children of the light. You know, when you consider God, you know, when you ask, you hear earlier he asked, well, what can I do? What can I do? You know, since I have been called, let me, what can I do? How, this is a form of repentance that, you know, I want to be accepted back in. I return unto God, because God, I want to be accepted back in. When you're going, you're starting to be part of the family. You're starting to show. I said before, and I'll say again, you have to prove that you believe. You can say all day long, a good friend of mine told me, prayer lips say anything, but you have to prove that you say. You know, I believe a lot of people done heard this, put up or shut up. And in the racing community, I've heard something about lock that in. You've been talking about it. Now let's be about it. You know.
Yeah, lock it in.
You've been saying what you got and what it can do. Okay, let's see what you got. See what
lock
you got.
It in.
That you say, are you able to do that you say? Mm-hmm. One thing I know, if you live in a way, and if you're careful with your words, God will honor your words, because you're careful. Mm-hmm. You're careful in this manner, and that's when he can say, you ask what you will. You know, when you allow me and mine to come on board, you know, when you accept Jesus, he gives us this. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you don't mind. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Give me one moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Done. John, 15th
okay,
chapter.
Okay.
In case the question is asked, because you're like this steward that had been found.
Okay.
Not in the way that he should have been.
All right.
Jesus said unto, and he said, I am the true vine.
Yes,
my
sir.
Father is a husband.
That's it.
Every branch in me that bringeth not forth, thank you, Jesus, fruit. Not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that bringeth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, he started to purge when instead of you fighting with someone, when they have brought something to your attention, thank God. even if they meant to hurt you, you still thank God. You watch what God do. You know, if it's the truth, a lot of times the truth hurt, even if it's said in a mean way, but don't let it provoke you. But stand back and say, Lord, I thank you. So let not my good be evil spoken of. Let me turn this thing around, because only thing God has to allow, he has to allow whatever happens to you, God has to allow that. Don't fool yourself. The scriptures tell that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. You belong to God whether you accepted him or not. But you accepted him. If you have accepted him, that's the best thing you ever could have done. Because you still
right.
have to meet him. You still have to meet him. You still have to meet him. That awful day will surely come for some. But for others that have been trying to please him, right now. They're trying to be a good steward right now. Even in John, it tells us now ye are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. And abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bring fruit of itself except it abide in me. You can't be a good steward unless you abide in God. He will help you correct this. He will help you fix this in the name of Jesus. Except you abide in me, no more can ye accept. You abide in, except you abide in it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that's how the question can be answered. You may ask one a question here. You may ask another a question there. But how about ask God? You know, how about be still and pray unto the Father, and he will connect you with the one that you seek. See, because a lot of us can see things from the outside looking in, but God can see things from the inside looking out. You know, he can unveil the deep mystery in which you seek. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for going with me over there. We'll get back over here in Luke 16. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's how, but thank you, Lord. That's how we answer the question. That's how we answer the question. Luke 16 and 9th verse, and I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fall, they may receive you into everlasting habitation. You know, make a friend where you would have had an enemy. Do right unto them which you have. Make it right, you know. Make it right. Make those you have conned, go back to them and treat them justly. And those you feel like you have got over on, here is a parable: the steward mistreatment. But go back and make it right. Hallelujah. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. You know, even if it's a little thing, make it right. If you're faithful in the least things, you know, it builds trust in one another. Hey, man, I'm sorry, such and such. And the other guy might say, oh, man, I ain't even worried about such and such. But then he thinks within his mind, oh, man, he thought enough of me to even something little that I wasn't even thinking about. But see, that's when you care. That's when you care. You don't even want to look over the very least of things, because you're showing up to God, I care about just like you care about. Even, Lord, I have the 99 going one way, but I have that one that went another way. And I got to go out. Even that one that went astray, I got to go get that one, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Oh, well, if you're going to tell a little lie, it'll turn into a big lie.
Wow.
If you're going to do a little unjust, it's going to turn into a lot unjust. Unjust, unjust. And all you need is just a little seed.
Just a little bit.
Just a little seed. That's why even in court, you have lawyers battling back and forth, and one say something that he know he shouldn't have said, and you know, even if they object that he said, but still he got that seed out there, and it makes the jurors kind of wonder and ponder. That's what this is right there. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least. If you so quick just to want to drop a little seed, because you know it's going to grow and it's
that's going to turn into much. And you'd say, oh, man, I take that back. But no, that was done in a wicked way that it may further down cause problems in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? You know, if you in the smallest of things, but see when you unfaithful even in the smallest of things, that thing grow and it starts to work. But see, you can build trust even in start small and being faithful and even to the just and even to the unjust as well. Be faithful in it. Do like God. God reigns on the just and the unjust as well. See, you don't know in your own mind. You don't know who is just. You just know what they tell you, unless the Spirit give you insight. You can dress things up real good, you know. You can show your outer appearance real good. But only God knows the heart, and God will give unto, listen, no, nobody have to run tell your business. A true man of God, God will give him insight. And that's how when the spirit of prophesying comes, he gives the insight from the Holy Spirit. And God starts to create another talent within him because he has over that he gave him. You know, if you're a good steward, God will give you more to be a stewardship over. But if you're a wicked steward, God have to remove the thing because you're not doing it right. He has to expose things, you know. He has to start letting people see, okay, you're putting your money, you're putting your time in this wicked thing. And he starts to expose. Thank you, Jesus. He starts to expose that wickedness that you may see, that you may be wise as those that in the world was already wise to it, but you went into it blindly. Thank you, Jesus. And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He could not serve God and mammon. You can't do it. You can't do it. One will win out. This mammon is well regarded as evil influence or false object of worship and devotion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How is it that the mouth, it doesn't line up with the heart?
Yes.
You need them to line up. Mm-hmm. You need them to line up because God going to definitely make it show up.
That's it.
But when you do things with the heart and from the heart, then you can be received again. You can be received again. You can even repair your witness again. Start letting it. You see, because when you are exposed, you're ashamed of it. But then go ahead with that. Since God have you there, just say, I'm sorry. I've been wrong, but God help me do better. Then that breaks the accusation that was once had. Yeah, man, he did such and such. I mean, don't listen to him, man. You know, but when you look, Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, help me now be better, and not just with my mouth I'm saying it, but I started to let my heart follow that. Start separating yourself. Start sanctifying yourself. Start setting yourself apart. Start working on that light that he has put within you, so even the talent can be returned unto you. The gift can be returned unto you. Then here, well, make room. How about this, Reverend Brian? Make room for your gifts. Thank you.
That's
Jesus.
It. That's
make
it.
Room. He'll make room. He'll make room. You know, if you're a bad steward, to start, ask God, how can I be a good steward? I realize this is your property. Even with my own self, even if I've been a bad steward to my own self, God, give me the wisdom, the knowledge, even the courage. Where I have been wrong, I have been exposed, Father God. Help me. Help me return.
Yeah.
Help me return. Help me to get back in the house. Help me.
Right.
Help me. Help me. In the name of Jesus. This is what I have. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on this day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, how you so guided me. And there's none that I've done, but I think I'm so blessed for what all you have done. I give you the thanks. I give you the praise. At this time, if it wasn't explained enough, if it wasn't said right, or if you're confused, God is able to work it out. If you're going to ask anything, ask it in honesty, wanting to know the real truth, because God will expose you if you're asking it, that you may trap someone up. But ask it, because if you ask me something, I'm going to pray. I'm not going to just give what I think done should give, but I'm going to give what the Holy Spirit give unto me. So be careful. Be careful with your Father in the name of Jesus. For I love the Lord because he heard my cry. And you are not my people, but you belong to God. You are God's property. I'm just trying to be a good steward. God bless you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So choose him this day. He allowing us this opportunity. In the name of Jesus, he allowing us this opportunity. Don't let the day go by. Even without praising his name. You can praise his name. You don't have to do all the hollering or you don't have to do all, but worship him in spirit and in truth. You can praise him even in silence, in the meditation of your heart, you can praise him. let your heart say it before your mouth say it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for Father, even helping us be a good steward, even with ourselves. It starts with ourselves, that we may be good stewards, even unto ourselves, in the name of Jesus. And, we know if we do that good with our own house, you'll bless us with another house, Father God, that we may render this service unto you, Father, we realize this is your property. Help us how we humble your property, how we humble your wife. Thank you. Help us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Reverend, Brother Dean, I don't know. Did you read 14? Did I just miss it? Did I miss it?
Let's see. You know what? I may have.
Nothing.
I jump. I stopped it at the 13. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll write it down.
Praise the Lord.
I'm trying to keep notes, man. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Luke 16:2-13. I seen the hour was coming.
Yeah.
I was trying to shorten that thing. Praise the Lord.
Good lesson, man. Good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
God bless
you. Yeah.
God bless you, man. Thank you for the
praise the Lord.
Yeah. understanding of who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve man or you going to spend money, you know? And that's been kind of like a problem out there, you know. For life, people don't know when to serve man or God, you know, or the money. What rules you? One thing I've learned, really, you said it, man. You can't take it with you. You know, you can't take it. I don't know how much you're trying to store it up. You can't take it with you. I've seen some people, brother, pass on, Reverend, but let their people with little money, and they just built it all over, man. It just went everywhere. You know what I'm saying, man? But thank you for the lesson, man. Thank you for the word.
Praise the Lord.
For the unjust steward, man, and his money.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you.
Praise God.
Brother D?
Thank you, Lord.
You know, something man don't look at, though, and the Lord just dropped this in my spirit as I was sitting and listening to you, brothers. You know, we can serve God and have money. But, you know, if you serve money, you're not going to have God. You know what I'm saying?
Come on,
but if you serve money, he said, "Thou food this night, thou soul is required of thee." As the book said, we didn't make it up. He just let me know, you can serve God and have money, but you can't serve money and have God.
No.
Then he said, then he made it look plainer for man, didn't it? He didn't stop him right there. He said, "Choose ye this day." See, we got to understand when these things can be applied. It can be applied to this parable today, but we can apply it over here tomorrow. See, today it can be applied here. Choose ye this day.
Right. Who you gonna serve?
You gonna serve God or you gonna serve money? You can serve God and have money, but if you serve money, you're not gonna have God.
That's right.
I like it about my God. He'll just make things so clear to you and bring them to light at the right time. At the right time. Brother D missed a lot of the morning service today, wrestling with this thing we call work. I was in yesterday. I truly enjoyed Reverend Henry yesterday. I enjoyed when he speak. Enjoyed fellowship with my brothers as always. Brother asked the question, and I have a question myself I want to bring to the table. We, as brothers, Brother Tim and myself, went through a little dilemma with a guy yesterday about God's word.
Come on.
And he asked me a question. And I want to give the question. He asked a question yesterday. One of my brothers says, "How do you know when you saved?" So when he asked that question, Brother Tim was in the process of giving him what he needed to know. I was trying to tell my brother this morning, help me out here if you can, not if you can, but if you will. I was trying to explain to my brother this morning, you know, when you're dealing with the unclean spirit.
Help us, Lord. Yes.
It's like you got to pick the angle to attack it on. You know what I'm saying? You got to pick where you're going to attack it. You know, you don't just, even Chief Geronimo, when he would attack the white man, when they came across what he called his land, the white man said it was his land, but when they would come across, he would pick where he was going to attack. He would pick his point of attack that best fitted him. And I say that because when you're speaking to someone that has not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, basically knows nothing about Christ, and they come to you with these "I got you" moment type questions, even though that this guy, I don't feel that was his intent, but it be those type of questions. You know, you got to be selective where you hit them at, because you got to get their attention right away. If not, you already lost, so you can't help but lose it. I know you understand what I'm saying. When you're lost, you're already lost. It's easy to be lost. And everyone's trying to find you. So when Brother Tim was giving them what the Bible said, it's like they just didn't quite understand it. Maybe it was too many people trying to talk at him. I don't really know, but the question was, how do you know?
I ain't never seen you stumble around with you doing that. Talk to me, brother. Talk to me. Put it in your chest.
I want to just give you the whole picture. I'm running over town. I want to give you the whole picture of what was presented yesterday. I proceeded to give him, I had Brother Tim to go to Romans 10 and 9. Then I asked Brother Flop to go to 3:16. Mm-hmm. And I tried to connect those two together where you understand. The Bible says that if man confess with his mouth.
You also,
and to me now, you're telling God, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm unclean, and I want to come home. Then he said, believe in his heart. I believe that you are God. Mm-hmm. I believe that you have all power. And I believe within the pardon of my sin that you are the one I need right now to be saved. I believe you can save me.
It's in the book.
If we go to John 3:16, he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Then he got real technical out there. He says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I went all the way around. I wanted to give my two brothers the whole picture, because I want to see what could you add to that for me. Because I don't think I know I'm going to talk to him again today. When Brother Tim and I gave him Romans and John together, he left us with the feeling that he was still somewhat confused.
It is a choice. You know, we talked about it in the lesson earlier. God, if so, even all the many questions that we may have, God allowed those to be. But if you're seeking genuinely, it is a choice of the individual. It is a choice of that individual. Though they try to put it to us sometimes to entrap us, but it is a choice within themselves. God answer a question with a question. But see, what they have to do is put away the foreign gods that are even within them hearts that have set up, just like the scribes and the Pharisees, they have set up this thing that they may entrap Jesus and find, you know, accusations against him, because they're getting ready to take him to this court, the kangaroo court, and unjustly things, and put lies and spread out lies that they may come into people's hearts as truth, but they're still lies. but if you gave him the plan of salvation,
all right.
Now it's his responsibility what you're gonna do with it. Now, you have given if how are you saved? Well, first I have to make this confession with my mouth, and then I have to believe in my heart. My mouth and my heart, they have to line up together, because salvation is him saving us from the very effects of evil. So it is a continual thing. Even after I confess with my mouth, now I believe in my heart, now the responsibility is up to me. I must work out my own soul salvation. I must work it out. I have to put I have confessed it, I believe, okay, now I have to prove to God, I have to believe, I say I believe, I have to prove to God that I believe, that I have the,
right.
You know, that's the plan of salvation right there. John 3:16 and Romans, that's the plan of salvation. God made a way that we may connect back unto him. So now, since he has made the way, it's our, God did a divine act. Now we have a human responsibility. Human responsibility. How do I know? Stuart said, how can I get back in the house? But we must repent of our evil. You know, repent, confess. Okay, Lord, you got me. Let me confess. Let me get back in the house. And let me be baptized. Because it is essential. You know, and it is symbolic. It is essential. And it is spiritual. And then when we do that, that God so plan, laid it out, the plan, and no more, he took away all confusion. But it's our responsibility. But see, when we don't do our responsibility, then comes the question. But God had made it so plain. He made it so plain. Don't let nobody trick you up. He had made it so plain. One thing, they can fight our words, but they can't fight his words. Because like I told you, as long as we be a good steward, see, we are God's property. God's property. And he loaned things to us that would make be good stewards over. Even an individual, if he allowed an individual to come to you, he's gonna equip you with everything. And in our own mind we try, but I tell you what, if we just pray unto the Father, he'll give it, and then we put it back on that individual. Then it's their choice. But they trying to get it off of them. Some are trying to get it off of them and put it back on us. But you gave them all that they need. All that, if you gave them the plan of salvation and they accept that, then they are saved. But if they do that not, then they are damned. Mark 16:16.
Hey, Reverend, yes, I'm not going to go back on none of what you just said. Both of y'all are saying the same thing. Both of y'all correct. You know what I'm talking about?
Praise the Lord.
And the only thing I want to add to it is the environment that they got the question in. You know what I'm talking about? The environment they got the question in. It's not like right now, you got to be able to get it out. Tim won't be able to, won't be able to get out like that. Because you got somebody cussing, you got somebody, I ain't want to hear that, and, you know.
It's different,
you know.
But, you yes, know, sir.
And you're 100% right, Brother D. The one thing, all it is when a man says Romans 9, and you're correct, you know what I'm talking about, and you're 100% correct. Reverend Henry, what you just said, what is behind the tent of the question? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know, do he want to be saved, or he just talking, or just having a conversation? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But see, but in that environment they in asking that question, brother, they cussing and fighting and they doing everything.
Yeah.
Like that, you know what I'm talking about? And brother, Tim probably trying to get it out. He's trying to get it out, but the adversary don't want him to get it out. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but then, you know, I understand the nature of the beast. You got to go where they're at. You know what I'm talking about? You got to be there where they're at. Anytime you can get the word out, it's a good thing. You know what I'm talking about? But I just hope, you know, the guys not playing, because there's going to be a time you're going to be here accountable for what you know.
And that's right. You're right about it.
Y'all right on it, Brother D. Y'all right on it. It's just that vibe, man. It's hard to get it out. The only way you're going to get it out, like you just did it, Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
You fell off?
I'm here.
If he was in a setting like this here, he could be helped more.
Praise the Lord.
He got to go where he is. But right where he was and right where Tim was, he wasn't going to be able to see because people talking all over. People doing their own. Right, Brother D.
That's right.
You fell off?
I'm here.
Is that right? They won't let him talk. They won't let him get him out. That's the devil, man. They weren't going to let him get out. I don't know what the intent was. Behind the question.
Exactly.
I know one thing.
See, it's funny because I wasn't on, and when I came back, when I came on, and I had to give my brother some assistance, and I got to help him. And it's funny because they'll do more listening when I talk, but they want to cut bro Tim off. And there's a few of them that want, you know, they're just distracted, they're destructive. But the only problem that I left with was that, and the guy that, put this way first, the guy that asked the question, he's normally not the kind that's trying to trap you up because he's a God-fearing church, you know, going person himself. And when he asked the question, I just want to make sure I went back to my book last night to do some looking. I'm going to go back today and look some more. I got to make sure, as a God server, you want to make sure that you gave him everything that you had to give him. You know, that's why I said, let me talk to my brothers this morning and see if there are verses that I'm missing. Maybe they can lead me somewhere else.
I'm thinking, man, you got the right.
I think people are so wrong when they come with that. You know, you don't know. You know everything. No, I don't know everything. You know, I don't pretend to know everything. The Lord, you give me a little bit, and he let me retain some, and I'm willing to share it with you. He just left like he was still kind of confused. I had to sit myself, I want to talk to him again today.
That's when you had to put him to the side. If you feel like he's an effort, that means you got to get him, put him to the side, because he's not going to get in what they're like y'all trying to get into. They going, and then you know why they ain't gonna cut you off, Rip. I mean, Brother B. They look at Tim totally different than they look at you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but my thing is Brother Tim probably doing an excellent job, man, but the devil don't want him to do it. You know what I'm saying? He's in the details. He's in the details, you know, and being in the detail, see how Reverend got to get all that out? He would have got that out over there right there. We don't want to hear that blanket. You already know what they would have said. Somebody, we don't want to hear that blanket. Who brought Jesus over here? You know what I'm talking about? You know how they do it over there, man.
Brother Tim, you had to explain to him, your walk going to be different. Your talk is different, you know. Right now, you know, Brother Tim told him, you know, you get up now on Sunday morning, your first intent is to go to the track. Your first thing in the morning, you may want to have a cigarette, drink you a cup of coffee, go get you a shot or drink a beer. As well, once you've been saved, you wake up shouting. You want to go to bed shouting. You know, everything about you're a new man now. You're a new person. And my main thing was, like, I just want, you know, you don't ever want to leave a person if you had some more to give that person and not give it to them.
This is me, Brother D. I might be dead wrong when I'm going to say this. We try our best to convey it to them, you know, as simple as we can convey it to them. But like Reverend was saying, their heart is want to receive something. This is where they're going to receive it. You know what I'm talking about? We can go find, there's no magic word in the Bible. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You can search that Bible. You had the correct scripture. Because he asked you what? What did he ask you?
His question was, how do I know that I'm saved? How do I know I'm saved?
And the book said, when? It said, when they confess what? Jesus. And believe in their heart.
You
ain't got to go to college for that one. We don't have to make the rules for them because they, especially, everything comes from the process, like y'all told him after that. Yeah, you ain't going to want to do these things. The old man, that comes from after that. But he want to know when. Does a man know what he's saying? He got to believe first. He got to believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. He has to, or she has to. Have to
mm-hmm.
believe. And you told him right.
But that's what I said. I made up my mind last night. I was going to see, you know, my brother on the morning service there about it. But like I said, the guy is not the type of person that try to stump me. Well, I mean, racist thing, yeah, but when it comes to Christianity, he's not the kind of person that's trying to stump you and make you look bad in front of nobody when it comes to Christ. You know, that's not what he does. So I feel like when he asked the question, there had to be some sincerity there when he asked the question. You know, because I know for years, I mean, I've known him 30-some-odd years, and I've never known him ever to try to cross someone up with Christ. He's always, if he, anything he talks to you about when it comes to Christ, he's sincere about it. So, why would he ask that question?
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
I can only give him what Romans 10 and 9 says and what John 3:16 says. That's all I can give him.
That's it. Hey, I'm going to tell you this again. I'll tell you like this here, Brother D. I'm telling you that if he's that type of person, that means you should have put him to the side. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Get all knowing that way and put him to the side and minister to him. You know what I'm talking about? And minister to him. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, take him down the Romans road. Take them to the cross. Let them know what.
Yeah.
And then this ain't no overnight sensation. Yeah, you drunk. You were drinking a spill. Go down to a half a pint. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? You know, let them know the truth, man. Speak the reality to them. You know what I'm talking about? And when the closer you get to the less that liquor gonna be want to be in your mouth. I'm not saying you can't drink. But I'm telling you,
right.
We teach the absence from that. We teach that. We don't want to tell you, we're going to tell you the Bible says, yeah, you can be doing it in moderation, but we're going to tell you also that stay away from it. You might go out there and kill somebody. Well, that's it.
There's a reason why. Yeah. There's a reason with that, my brother, that we know what the after effect of it's going to be. Or if it hit you today or tomorrow, we know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
So, man quickly said, well, and they got it wrong. They give it wrong. They got it wrong. They say it wrong. They quote it wrong, however you want to put it. Jesus drinks. You don't find that in the Bible nowhere. If you do, show it to me. I found what it said he made wine.
It's a twist in the word, right? Because he was a glutton. Right.
Exactly.
Now watch this here, Brother D. Now watch this, Brother D. Watch this from my heart. They didn't write everything Jesus done.
Mm-mm.
You hear me? They didn't write everything he did. They just wrote everything he did. The Bible was
exactly. I'm mad. Can't contain it.
When they get him, they said John didn't drink. Right. They said, and they said he's a glutton.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what pertaining Jesus did a lot of wine. They drunk when they did the Lord's Supper. That's drinking. They go to a club and sit down and on the thing and drink like that. You know what I'm talking about? But my thing is, when people get tripped up by trying to find faults in Jesus, the book is right. He never sinned.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and then when he started getting closer to him, then we started getting closer to him. Watch this here. When you start getting closer to the Calvary, the last time he drunk, when he gave them what? He broke the bread. He said, take this bread. It's a token of my body. And he said, this in remembrance of me.
Remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took the wine. It wasn't no punch. It wasn't grape juice. He took the wine. He said, now take this wine. It is a token of my blood, and do this in remembrance. As often as you do this, you do this in remembrance.
As often as you
my
do
death.
This.
You do it to my return. Because I died, so I returned back. I don't think that's me. You got that noise. Let me see some. I ain't hitting no one button.
Yeah, that's me, my brother. Give me one more.
Okay.
So, cooperate with me.
Well, Pete. And preach, don't do it though. I'm not gonna lie. I swear I'll teach. Absolutely. know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not saying you know, it's on the person. It's biblical. You can, but we tell you if you do it, you know what I'm talking about, do it in moderation. You know, don't be out there you trying to drink, get drunk. You know what I'm talking about, and drunkenness. You know what I'm talking about, and then they didn't have Cavassier in back then though. They didn't have Remy Martin and Sigum 7 and all. They didn't have that back then. They had strong drink because they said about it too, because they had it groomed. You know what I'm talking about. But we teach, I don't know why we were over here, but y'all stay with me. We teach to be an abstinent from that. So, you know, because people can't get self-control when they start drinking. Man, I got this, you know. Next thing they know, they got somebody in and rammed somebody's car, you know, talking about round a bridge, hit a tree. They got it, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we teach abstinence from it. If I can make it plain like that, you know. And but hey, me to me, you, Brother Tim and Brother D, I don't know if y'all own or not, but me to you, you didn't get that guy one-on-one. Y'all didn't put him to the side. That's me. You didn't put him to the side. Because the atmosphere y'all was there trying to give it to him, it wasn't going to go over, man. Folks going to be all the way, you know, and they're going to do what they do, you know. I think he's still here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm here with Brother. I'm back in a minute. I got about 5 weeks. No, you have anything else, brother? D, you have anything else? I knew you got that note. Reverend, a lot been said, man. And a lot
yes,
was represented. You know, the words, you know, God spoke. Our sister sent us. And sister, I'm telling you right now, we don't never ignore nobody and nothing you do. I
right.
said the rep, you know, to my, we never, if we know what you put in, what I'm looking at, I know it's a good, if we need to add it in there. You know what I'm talking about, can you,
yes,
can you go with it?
Yes, praise the Lord, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A definite, defined choice demands defined action. You know, and that's what we were speaking on. You know, a choice. It's a choice. If you choose to be saved, then you're saved. The plan has been extended. The invitation has been given. And it's back upon us. It's our human responsibility after we have confessed a divine choice, a defiant choice. Joshua 24. Praise the Lord. You got that, Rem? If not, I get it. Joshua 24. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see. Joshua 24. Thank you. Divine choice, definite choice. Verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It goes back to that choice. Are you going to do what others have done? Are you going to do what they did on the other side of the flood? Or are you going to accept the plan of salvation laid right here before you? And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. This is a continual thing, man. What have we made gods in our life? What are we serving? For the Lord our God followed out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight, preserved us in all
way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. Remember what God have done for you, and the Lord brought out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression nor your sin if ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods. And he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witness against yourselves that ye have chosen the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, therefore, I told you, it's your choice and responsibility. Now, therefore, put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God, we will serve, and his voice we will obey. See, it's a choice. It's a choice. And then you have a responsibility to obey that you said, that you said, I confess the Lord. Now it's your responsibility.
Yes, sir.
I am responsible, okay? Now, when he speaks to me, I got to obey this thing. That's my responsibility. I owe this back unto him, for he have made me steward even over myself. And how I'm going to, because I done put myself back in the family.
Yes,
sir. I done ask to be put back into the family. You know, God, he did something for them, but before their eyes. Now they have chosen him. Now with this choice, we have our responsibility when we hear his voice. See, God will not leave us to ourselves. You know, he have done everything that needed to be done. Now, when we say we want this that he has done for us, then we have to be in obedience and walk in the spirit, not after the flesh.
Yes.
Because even in when we walk in, see, that's why it's not good for us. See, the wine, you know, used to make men merry. But see, God wants you to be merry with the Holy Spirit now. You use the Holy Spirit. See, some people make that wine their God, you know, and they serve that. But you can be merry with the Holy Spirit. You can be as close to God as you want to be through the Spirit. You talking about a high. ain't nobody or nothing compared to what God have for us. Even you don't have to wait till you get to heaven. You can be in heaven right now in the
praise
Spirit.
God.
You know, you talking about you, some want to be smart, but if you want godly wisdom, and you'll forget about trying to be so smart to give all the answers, but let God do this thing.
Yes.
Let God get all the glory, you know. And
amen.
When God starts to speak, when God starts to speak, just just like when Jesus would start to shut people up, you know, and you'll see him find in the scripture, one none else said or asked, because when God starts to speak, they have to be quiet. Because it's not you they fight, but it is God. So just thank you, Jesus. When we hear his voice, we need to obey.
That's it.
When we hear his voice, we need to obey, whether it's correction,
right.
Whether it's strength. See,
yeah,
God will let you know first of all. He will let you know first of all, because he is within. He will set up counsel within your own self, but listen to him, and then he'll bring confirmation through someone else if that you so desire.
All right.
If you so desire, he will bring confirmation, and when you add someone out, I guarantee you God knows your address just as well. But if you think you need to seek out someone spiritual that can give you counsel or help you understand, God will do that just as well. But that's why he wants you to come to know him for yourself. And then for spiritual growth, he will allow someone else to come into your life to help you that you yet need of, to help you and then grow you. And he'll do a beautiful work. Iron will start to sharpen its iron. countenance may be made better. And you may shine a little bit more brighter, because God is so fixed in where we need one another. Others can see you better than you see yourself, because sometimes you have a blind spot. You know, you can't see, you can see everything in front of you, but you can't see everything that's behind you. On the blind side. But see, others can see it because they look it and they can help you that you don't see. That's why God so fixed this thing that we help one another. We encourage one another. We uplift one another. You know, he so fixed it and designed it that way. That we may be what? A family. That we may be what? A family. Hallelujah. And then you know that you have passed. Hallelujah. He gives you evidence of your conviction, conversion, converting. You know that you have pulled off that old man completely. This is your evidence. This is your evidence. This is your evidence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Brother D. Hey, Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hey, Reverend.
Mm. Yes, sir.
It's on you, Reverend. It's on you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Man, God he just blessed me, man, and even brought scripture back unto me, man. Lord, be sure blessing us through our ain't. To our new aunt and sister in Christ, and thank you, Jesus, man. This is encouragement to the young, to the young preacher. Thank you, Jesus. Encourage, you know. Thank you, Jesus. Take heed unto thyself. First Timothy. 4th chapter, it's still good. Take heed to unto thyself and to the doctrine, continuing them. In doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that heard thee. Man, he just opened up something else to me, man. This is a beautiful thing. As we iron sharpens iron, you know, as we work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Just like you said it, man, that setting at the end, you know, you want to come out from among that setting and get in a godly place, and God will teach you. But as long as you're in that setting, you're in that, in all them evil spirits. But come out from among that. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Spirit come out. You know, he speaks to us. How blessing it is. That's why for us to gather together that we, oh, may bring these petitions unto God, that we may come and may be made better for God. But as we think, oh, Lord, as we teach, we're blessing others, but we're helping ourselves as well as he unfolds deep mysteries unto us, as he continues to shape us, make us, and mold us, just what he have us to be. We say that, but actually God does that as we meditate on these things. Give ourselves whole, completely give it unto God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It may be fulfilling. It may appear to all. You know, our light will become more brilliant because we're loving one another. We're helping one another. We're strengthening one another. And it illuminates, and people look upon it. Man, it's something different about Ram Brown. I see a breeze. Let me turn aside. Come on, Moses. Seeing a bush that is burning is not consumed. Let me turn aside and see what. That's how. And God, oh man, he so opens it up that he have. Oh, that even in himself, even God, his very self, he opens it up to us, and we may be brilliant as well, long as we stay humble in him. So I just want to thank you. Thank you for this. How God is so blessing. Thank you, Reverend Brian, for all that God has blessed me to do. And I'm so excited. Oh, I can hardly wait for the day that is approaching. And that's how we should be for one another. If you show this same love, we please God when we take care of, oh, thank you, Jesus, when we be a good steward, we please God. When I'm happy for my brother, not envious, but so happy and the same joy, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, man. Too much to tell. I can't tell it all, but I can say some. I can say thank you, Jesus. I can just say thank you, Jesus, and God will let that go as far as it needs to go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm just thankful for what God have done today, man. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you would, Reb, give us a prayer, man. I'm just so thankful. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, yes. And then thank you for the Holy Spirit, man. Thank you for how you use you, man. Thank you for how God blessed the day. We often say that if it be his will. You know, we do open it up all the time, man. We don't never say that you can't say nothing. We solicit your prayers. And if you got a question, you need to be asked. We try to answer the judge that God gives us, you know. And we always ask you, be in prayer, so keep us in your prayers. You know, that we keep holding on, keep trying to come out time after time and do you the word of God. We thank you for the word from Reverend today. Ask a blessing
you,
speed on him. And let the Holy Spirit guide us in the rest of this day. So we just want to thank God. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come so much in the humblest manner we know how. Thanking you, Father God, for this blessing day, Lord, that the word you gave,
yes, Lord.
Bless the brother to be able to convey the word and put it in someone's heart. Let them know that, Father God, that we have to choose this day who we're going to serve, Lord. Will it be God or will it be man? So, Lord, we just thank you for the word, Lord. We just ask you to let it manifest in our heart, Lord, that when we see it, know it's from you, Lord. We thank you for Brother D and the question he gave, Lord, that whatever he has to minister to the brother, Lord, bless him with strength to give the word, Lord. Bless him, even when Brother Tim, try to help him with him. Whatever it is, and they go forward, Lord, let it be your Holy Spirit to guide the young man to see that you are the way and the truth and the life. So, Lord, we just bless every person that came and left. Bless them, Lord, that whatever they heard and whatever they didn't hear, Father God, you clear it up, Lord. Was anything was missing?
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, we just thank you for your power of your Holy Spirit. So we believe you was
thank
here.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe
yes,
that
Lord.
You moved. So we just want to thank you right now. And, Lord, bless us in this day, Lord, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord. Cover us, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Love, Lord.
Bless the ones over there with the storm, Lord, Alabama, Deep South, Georgia, you know.
Yes, Lord.
The tornado that I whipped through, Lord. We know some might be going through right now, Lord. Some might be going through, was going through, Lord. But whatever it is, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless that situation. Let's help come, Lord. We know. Sometimes people say prayer ain't enough. I heard them talk about it behind the desk in Colorado. We try to hear about it, go pray and all that. But Lord, we want to keep before your face. We don't want to leave faith alone,
yes, Lord.
We know, Father God, you know all things, Lord. So Lord, strengthen the people if their faith is weary. I heard man speak boldly and say, it's time enough for this time of prayer. Lord, we know, Father God, that sometimes we get weary in the going.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, protect them people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let not what they say, Father God, come from the heart, but come from the head, Lord. So, Lord, sometimes we misunderstood, Lord. So, Lord, bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless even all around the weather, again, Lord. And, Lord, for ones are going out to races this weekend, Lord, we actually cover them, Lord. They're traveling the highways and byways, Lord. Bless them, Lord. They're coming in and they're going out, Lord. Bless them when they go down that track, Lord. They go down that track faithfully. The farm they'd like to have, Lord. Jesus. But they're going to be consuming more than you, Lord. Bless them, Lord, this day, Lord. We thank you again for Reverend. Thank you for his wife,
thank
his
you,
family.
Lord,
just cover him in the heart. Whatever you got in store for him, Lord, just give him a double portion of your love, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We ask all this.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. And bless our sister, Martha. Bless her, Lord. I call her Amy, but Lord, bless my Amy. Amy Martha.
Yeah.
Bless her, Lord. Come on, Lord. I love you. You can't do nothing about it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, thank you, James.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God. I want to call her sister, but that's ain't it, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
right.
Amen.
Yeah, she earned that.
Amen.
Yeah. Beautiful lesson, man. Thank God for this.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. To God be the glory for all the things he had done.
Thank you, Lord. Watch it, man.
Still that hope within is real.
mercy, upon the sea, so sure I believe he saved me to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storm don't cease, and if the wind keep on blowing, the waves and the current, the sea so fierce. But if the word of God has got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable, despite the tide. But if the storm don't cease, and just in case the wind, they keep on.